In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. Well, Advent is over. We finally get to sing Christmas carols in church. Some of that music we've been hearing on the radio and in stores since the day after Thanksgiving, if not before. Yes, it is officially Christmas. And we gather this Christmas, as we do every Christmas, to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the ultimate gift of God to the world. And we hear this wonderful story from the Gospel of Luke each year at Christmas. A story that is so familiar that, like Linus in the Christmas story of Charlie Brown, many of us can probably stand up and say, if not all of it, most of it from memory. In fact, it's a story that's so familiar that I wonder if we forget that it is not just some amazing tale we hear once a year, but rather it is a truly great story full of adventure and angels and divine messages. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. An angel says that to the shepherds. I don't know about you, but I do not have many conversations with angels. I mean, I've never even had one conversation with an angel. And I don't mean the kind of people that we think of as angels who are just so good and kind, we say, oh, she's an angel. I mean, the real living in heaven, but rarely really making earthly appearances, maybe with wings and halos. I'm not really sure if those things are real, but you know what I mean. Angels. And the fact that the angel is talking, but not just talking, but saying some pretty wild things is also quite amazing. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Lying in a manger. A manger. Now, I think a lot of us mistakenly think that the manger is the barn-like structure that all of that is taking place in it. But in fact, the manger is what Jesus is lying in. It's what the animal's food would be put in. It's their dinner bowl, if you will. Our Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, will be found lying in a food trough. And how is the birth of this most holy child, the King of Kings, announced to the world? Not with trumpet and fanfare, as is custom for royalty, or like the royal babies in England with some guy standing outside the palace unrolling this big giant scroll saying, hear ye, hear ye. But told to shepherds, ordinary working people at the lower end of society who were just doing their jobs, hanging out with sheep. And it was those folks who, when they were overwhelmed with joy and amazement, spread it to all who would listen to them. And I imagine that those whom they would spread it to were also other shepherds and other people of low-level employment kind of folks, because I doubt that they had the ear of the rich and powerful. The Son of God entered the world in the humblest of circumstances, with the barest essentials of hospitality. A roof over their heads is all that's offered. And his birth is first announced to the poor and lowly. And he's born to a family of little means, raised in a community that we'll hear later on in the gospel is not the kind of place that anyone expects anything good to ever come out of. What an amazing gift. It wasn't enough that God became human to show God's amazing and infinite love for us, to demonstrate God's desire to be in relationship with us. But God didn't come overwhelming us with majesty and great glory. No, God met us in the person of Jesus, coming simply and quietly and humbly into the messiness of our everyday lives. And that same Jesus still meets us where we are, no matter where that might be. Yes, in quiet and simple ways, Jesus continues to meet us in our everyday lives. Like the person who gives up her seat to an elderly man in a crowded coffee house. In the retiree who gives a few hours each week helping children with homework in an after-school program. In the folks from this church who go out to spend an hour or so with someone who can't get to church any longer, bringing them communion and listening to their stories. In the kindness and hospitality offered each month to the people who come to Carol's Closet. In the neighbor who shovels your walk when you're too sick or maybe you've injured yourself and you can't do it. The person who offers to take your children so you can have a few hours to yourself. And the friend who calls you out of the blue just when you need someone to talk to. And the person who stands next to a child being bullied and says, "You matter." In the meal brought to your door after the loss of a loved one or the birth of a child. In the words of encouragement spoken by a coworker or a teacher or a friend when we most need it. In that quiet voice that urges us to respond to someone else who's in need. One night over 2,000 years ago, a baby was born to a carpenter and his wife in a strange place with no place to stay but a stable. And with nowhere to lie him but a food trough. His birth was announced to shepherds, a simple beginning for the Son of God. As we celebrate this glorious event and go from this place this night, let's be more aware of the quiet and unassuming ways, the simple ways, yet awesome and wonderful ways that Jesus continues to make himself known to us each and every day. And perhaps in response to this amazing gift we've been given, we can give a gift in return. The gift of love and patience and kindness and generosity to others. And not just today, not just because it's the holiday season, but in simple and quiet ways each and every day. Have a blessed and Merry Christmas. Amen.